This is KJZZ's Sun Up. It's your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day. This podcast we present to you as a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. We have made it to Friday. Hot dog, you did it. It's the 21st of June, and here we go. Speaking of hot, it is hot. Be careful out there. Another day of excessive heat here in the Phoenix area. So stay hydrated and shaded and cool. Well, Attorney General Chris Mays wants to block the state from using funds obtained from settlements from pharmaceutical companies to balance the state budget. From the politics team, Wayne Schutzky reports a judge sided with Mays in a temporary ruling that was issued on Thursday.
Mays and Governor Katie Hobbs, both Democrats, are at odds over the recently passed state budget that allocates over $115 million from those settlements to offset the state's budget deficit. The budget sends most of that money to the Department of Corrections to pay for substance abuse treatment and other uses, and it directs the Department of Administration to make those deposits if Mays refuses to send the money to the agency. Mays says the plan violates settlements with the pharmaceutical companies that spell out ways the money can be spent to combat the effects of the opioid epidemic. A judge granted a temporary injunction pending a court hearing in the case. Wayne Schutzky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services is hopeful that Arizonans will vote to broaden access to abortion in this year's election. Secretary Javier Becerra visited Arizona Thursday to speak about reproductive rights. Catherine Davis Young was there.
The visit came just ahead of the two-year anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Becerra said the Biden administration has been pursuing legal pathways to restoring reproductive rights in the time since. And he said he's hopeful voters will continue to side with abortion rights, as they have in six other states since 2022.
And Arizona's going to have a chance, I think, this year to tell us again how they feel about the rights to freedom and autonomy.
Abortion has been the focus of visits to Arizona from several prominent Democrats this election year, including Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and House Minority Whip Catherine Clark. Vice President Kamala Harris visited Arizona to speak about abortion twice this spring and plans to return for a reproductive rights event on Monday. Catherine Davis Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A bipartisan group of U.S. senators introduced a bill this week that would extend a program to conserve Colorado River water on some western farms. Alex Hager reports.
The System Conservation Pilot Program has spent $45 million over the last couple of years, but it's only saved about 1% of the Colorado River water allocated to Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, and New Mexico. This new bill would extend the program into 2026. Critics say its year-by-year focus isn't the best use of federal money, which could instead be spent on long-term water conservation work. Proponents of the program say it's helping governments learn how to convince farmers and ranchers to sign up for water conservation programs. Agriculture uses 80% of the water from the Colorado River. Climate change and steady demand are shrinking its supplies. I'm Alex Hager.
Well, back to our politics desk, and Attorney General Chris Mays says the Arizona Supreme Court should throw out a request made by Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell for a warrant of execution. Ben Giles has the latest on that.
Mays on Wednesday filed a motion to strike Mitchell's request for a warrant of execution for death row inmate Aaron Gunches. Mays argued that as Attorney General, she and she alone represents the state of Arizona in the case. Mays and Governor Katie Hobbs, both Democrats, halted executions in 2023 and launched a review of Arizona's death penalty protocol. In May, Mays wrote to Mitchell that the AG's office would begin pursuing executions again next year. Weeks later, Mitchell made her request to the Supreme Court, arguing that the Attorney General does not have exclusive power to represent the state in court. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Last week, the Department of Justice announced the Phoenix Police Department had violated federal law and the Constitution. The three-year investigation found it systematically discriminated against people of color, those experiencing homelessness, and people with mental illness. Kevin Robinson is a Phoenix City Council member, and he told KJZZ's The Show it's likely the DOJ will assign a monitor to supervise the department, but says he opposes such a move.
And my biggest reason is that you don't see other agencies, other cities that have gone into consent decrees. You really haven't seen them get better. You see a spike in crime in some cases.
Robinson added he believes the issue will likely end up in court. Well, Phoenix's Public Works Department projects budget shortfalls for the next couple of years. Director Felipe Moreno told the council members that labor, fleet, and construction costs have increased 20 to 50%.
The public-facing stuff is the trucks out there every day picking up the garbage, but there is a huge back-end part of this that ensures that we are doing this safely, that we are doing this responsibly, and that we have enough space for the next century for our Phoenicians to have sanitation.
He said they're putting off buying new trucks and some non-critical projects, but the department still won't have enough to cover costs. The council will get a more detailed budget outlook this fall. American Airlines is putting an unspecified number of employees on leave following an incident in January where several black passengers were removed from a flight. As Greg Hawney reports, the company's CEO recently responded to that Phoenix incident.
Robert Isom wrote in a staff note that the incident was unacceptable and that the company failed customers. Three passengers sued the airline last month, saying they were removed from the flight due to racial discrimination. They said they were told a white male flight attendant had complained about an unidentified passenger's body odor. The three, who did not know each other, were among the eight black passengers removed. They were allowed back on the plane after about an hour. Isom said American Airlines would form an advisory group to focus on the experience of black customers, promote the reporting of discrimination allegations, and to improve diversity training. Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Almost 120 million people were forcibly displaced from their homes last year, according to a UN report that's out this month. That's up by almost 10 million from the agency's count back in 2022. And from the Fronteras desk, Elisa Resnick has a closer look.
Wendy Young, with the advocacy group Kids in Need of Defense, says about 40% of the world's displaced people are children. U.S. resettlement initiatives like the Central American Minors Program can help some reunite with family in the U.S.
This program was stood up specifically to address the needs of displaced children from Central America, with a focus on Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, out of recognition that we were seeing a dramatically increased number of children from these countries arriving at the U.S. border.
She says that program can help children avoid having to make the dangerous journey to the border alone. But policymakers should strengthen it by providing legal counsel and allowing minors to apply from other countries they may have fled to. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
More security guards at two downtown parking garages. That's what the Gilbert Town Council is considering. A teenager fell to his death from the garage earlier this year. And as Greenlee Clark reports, the garage also has been a site for teen violence.
On Tuesday evening, the Gilbert Council scheduled a vote on adding unarmed security guards to two downtown parking garages. The council will vote on the measure August 6th. Gilbert resident Carissa Arnold discussed concerns with the plan.
Let's remember that a 19-year-old fell off the top of the garage and died, and it was there on a Monday night at 11 o'clock at night, and this was not during peak hours, which is when you guys are discussing having the security down there.
The proposal calls for security guards at the garages Wednesday through Saturday nights. Late last year, the Gilbert Council approved armed guards for its two municipal buildings. Greenlee Clark, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The building believed to have housed Phoenix's first drive-thru bank will get a makeover. From the business desk, Christina Estes reports.
Built in 1947, the former First National Bank is home to Ace Uniforms. The building at 15th Street and McDowell Road is part of a mid-century commercial strip called Miracle Mile. In 2022, Miracle Mile was listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Phoenix's Community and Economic Development Department will give Ace Uniforms $100,000 to help repair and restore the roof, stucco exterior, and historic windows. In exchange, Ace will contribute $50,000 and maintain the building's historic status for 30 years. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports baseball, Ryan Nelson pitched seven solid innings. Christian Walker hit his team-high 17th homer in the ninth. The Diamondbacks beat the Nationals 5-2 and take 2-3 in D.C. The D-backs, who've won 7 of 10 overall, will try to return to the 500 mark as they begin a weekend series in Philadelphia against the Phillies tonight. Basketball, the Mercury have won 4 of 5. They're back in action tomorrow in Minnesota. And in soccer, the Phoenix Rising are home tomorrow night for the Charleston Battery. The Rising have 5 wins, 5 losses, and 5 draws in 15 games this season. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast on this Friday, June 21st. I'm Phil Latzman. Stay cool, hydrated, and shaded there, Arizonans. Thanks for listening. Maybe we'll get some rain this weekend. Fingers crossed. And have a nice weekend. And we are back at you to do this again on Monday.